Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Overtime. That's right, Overtime 115 for The Q Show. Available only online at theqnow.com. Thank you so much for listening to the main show and jumping over here. Or if you just wanted to jump in with us and kind of hang out with us. Tony Kazina, Jeremy Bailey, chilling here.
That's
brought
right.
in us with a little Rock Me Amadeus because of Jeremy. Jeremy yeah. loves himself some Rock Me Amadeus. He explained that on the main show. Is that true?
That's true. That's true.
Hot it's potatoes. Not a bad song. Hot potatoes?
Hot potatoes.
That's what you call it. Hot potatoes, hot potatoes?
Hot potatoes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So this is Overtime. So we are going to be talking about the next round of the IO9's March TV Madness. Me and Justin have been breaking these down on the Overtime shows over the last few weeks. And we are down to the Sweet 16 of science fiction television shows. No Joss Whedon shows are allowed on this list, according to IO9, because it's just an unfair niche value that he has. Like his people will literally just overrun and like just take these people to the championships. Like Joss Whedon movies and shows should have their own like separate bracket where they fight each other just to see, because it's just unfair. But we've got some really great ones, as well as we got some other things I want to talk about. And Jeremy, you said that you wanted to start this off.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, I guess let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
It's been great. I'm kind of, over the last few years, getting reunited with Mark. It's been a long time. And over this last Christmas, I've been getting into the show and really reading through everything. And there was a guy, Travis Cook, and he's been mentioned a couple
times.
Travis
Cook,
today.
My favorite regressive of all regressives. We just recently, he released the second part of a three-video trilogy, literally. Well, here's the thing. We originally started last year during the elections. Early last year, we did a four-part debate. And it was about different topics that Travis brought up. And then we released them leading up to the election of November of last year for the president. And we had great response from that. So Travis called up and he's like, hey, you know, I'm interested in maybe possibly seeing what would you think about coming on and doing a little bit of something similar to that, but maybe more open format, like less like specific topics, but I'd have specific topics, but you know, not like this is this piece, just us going back and forth and releasing it in parts. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. So anyway, me and Travis got in there and we started tasseling a little bit. And the first two, he just released the second one last week, but the first two episodes are up online for you to download and watch. If you go to America's Evil Genius on YouTube, search America's Evil Genius. You can find those first two parts. It's the infamous controversial Mark Blanjo. The first part was relatively just going back and forth, but then slowly it devolves. And now Travis has taken it to another level. My favorite regressive has decided to selectively edit certain things out and leave other things in to make me look like a piece of crap. Like a little bitch, and I'm not a little bitch, and I'm not a piece of crap, and unfortunately, I've called him out on it, and he says, you know, I told you I was going to do this if you did this, and I'm like, yeah, but the problem is that you did this, like, over-the-top grab-the-microphone thing and tried to censor me, so in exchange for doing that, I tried to grab your microphone a little bit further down in the discussion as a recall back to what you had originally done, and now all you've left in the video is just me grabbing the microphone, making it seem like it, but then, of course, there's a huge smile on my face, like I'm getting one over on the top of him, and he hates that. He hates the fact that this situation is going the way it is. But anyway, not to digress, Travis is our Tea Party guy who comes onto the queue. He's a great guy, but he's got some far out there ideas. And Jeremy, go ahead.
Well, yeah. So, and I really don't get sucked into a lot of arguments on Facebook or anything like that. But for whatever reason, I was following. I can't even remember the original topic, and we went. Kind of round for a long time, just kind of going back and forth and back and forth. And what I would like to do, if Mark is okay with it, I would love to have him on the show and kind of go face to face with him.
Oh, so you want to bring Travis on to the show so that you can take a one-on-one approach to dealing with our favorite redneck conservative.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not even, it's not even a jab at him in any means. I would just like to get to the bottom of where he got to his ideas, because everything sounds like fluff. Everything sounds like bullshit. And, you know, I'm kind of raising the flag.
I understand. Fair
enough.
It's
small town America.
So what is your, like, let's literally put this out there, you know. Travis is one of those guys, very opinionated. I'm sure you've gone toe-to-toe with him a couple times, verbally, or not verbally, but written back and forth on Facebook and stuff. What are your personal opinions of Travis as a person? Like, or his beliefs? Let's not tell, you don't know him personally, right, but right. His beliefs. Where do you stand?
Generally, and it's not just him, you know, he's the head.
He symbolizes.
Yeah, it's more of a symbol of an entire.
Oh, he's definitely wearing those Don't Tread on Me underwear.
It's
bright yellow with a snake curling up right here by the sack.
What do you mean? Explain, please, if you don't mind, though. Don't Tread on Me.
Well, there is a famous a flag.
I mean, I know the flag, but when you...
That's what I'm talking about, the Don't Tread on Me underwear.
What is that?
Basically, that flag is usually associated with people who tend to be in the Tea Party and far-right conservatives. That was a mindset.
Old,
and that was a
flag. Old world mindset.
Similar to the Stars and Bars or the Confederate flag is for the Southern states and people down in the South.
Okay.
Same idea. It's a representation. People. Good. What'd you say?
Stupid people.
Yeah, a lot of stupid people.
Let's call it what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid people.
Stupid people.
I don't know if they're all stupid.
Well, I think there's good points to be made by anybody. I'm willing to listen to anybody's arguments. I don't really care where you're coming from. You know, I mean, I've listened to handicapped people that have taught me something. You know, and I can't say that Travis could be right or absolutely wrong about everything, but it just seems like he's coming from a point of view that I cannot comprehend what he's thinking and how he got there.
Do you feel that he is somewhat of a dimwit?
Dimwit? No, I don't think I would use the word dimwit. Sucker.
Okay, all right. So he's
sucker.
A
maybe
naive.
Brainwashed.
Not naive. Naive's too nice.
Well, naive means he has no. It's by no fault of his own. He willingly accepts the propaganda that he. Obviously absorbed.
Tony, as a professional wrestler who works in the professional wrestling business, what would you say about people like a Travis Cook? Hardcore regressive Tea Party people.
They're very limited, and it almost sounds silly. I don't know the guy, but
would you shoot on him?
Huh?
No, I'm just joking. Just
God joking. Dang right. Oh, I can cuss here,
right? That's
right. God damn right.
You're goddamn right you would.
Not a lot of world experience. To me, when you have that mindset, and I've seen a handful of his posts on your Facebook.
His Twitter flitterings. Is
to me,
flitterings.
And I talked to you about a friend that I had.
Don't worry, he's single.
No way.
I talked to you about a friend that I had. It's very sheltered. It's a very limited life. You know what you know. You don't know anymore. It's like when I first moved to Charlotte. I'm from Portland, Oregon. It's very progressive. I didn't know any different. It's just
I don't know why you talk about Grizzly Redwood the way you do. That's just not nice to put him in that same.
No, I love Grizz. When I moved to Charlotte, it was like an eye opening. And not only did I move to Charlotte, but I worked at a gas company in the suburbs. And if you're in the city, it's fine. But when you go out to the suburbs, it's a whole new world.
Really?
They don't know. They don't want to know. Well, the world is a scary place to these people. I was fascinated with it.
Fascinated?
Yeah, no, because I had never...
It's a TLC documentary.
No, because I had never seen anything. And one of the elderly man that was my boss, they were training me to take his position. They wanted him to retire. He never would. We would have to go out on these runs, and I would ask him, and he... Fuck the world. I know my oak tree. That's all I know. And it's like, and I told him, I go, dude, there's a whole world out there.
Now, see, Travis,
and they
I
don't.
Say
it's
is,
a big scary thing.
I wouldn't say that Travis is as limited as that. Like, he gets out there, he gets around. He's not an idiot. Like,
but
he's,
you
he's,
know what works for you?
I don't think he's an idiot at all.
It works for you. But see, wasn't there just a senator or someone that just changed their position on, was it gay marriage, because his son is out now?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yes,
like
that. We talked about
okay.
that on the show.
So his world, his horizon has expanded now. Had it not been for that life experience and firsthand account of that.
Republican senator, to be exact.
Right. He would have still held on to that.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. You know your world. You're living in your bubble. You don't go out. You don't deal with.
He actually thinks soccer is a real sport that needs to be promoted. Like, so that's the kind of individual
we're
dealing
with. Hey, I like soccer.
I like soccer too, but at the same point.
But
like,
I mean, you know, like that's my guess. Because that very big conservative mindset is yesterday's type of thing. It doesn't jive. This is the 21st century. I mean, and you can, it might work for you and your, in, you know, in your life and your bubble, but.
So, all right, Jeremy. So, you basically are calling Travis out.
Yeah. So let me just go ahead and throw down the gauntlet. I have absolutely no problem as long as it's okay with Mark. This is Mark's show.
Sure. Travis loves coming on the show and pontificating.
I would love to have a
pontification.
Well, I would say respectful conversation, but you know, I'm not a fucking punk either. So
you're not allowed to punch him in the face, or he's not allowed to slap you on your back.
Right. So I mean, you know, as long as I'll be respectful, as long as there's respect given back, and I'd like to go through some issues with him. Other than that, I mean, if we want to get into a shouting match, he'll lose.
All right. Fair enough. So let's move on with a little bit. Travis, the gauntlet's been thrown down. My favorite regressive. Hopefully we're going to bring you on the show. Get Jeremy out here with you and me and Justin. And we'll sit down and we'll let you guys go toe-to-toe with each other. Stop moving the dang microphone. My God, man.
Sorry about that.
All right. There was one extra special question that I thought was more appropriate for the overtime show as opposed to on the main show. And it was, which method of torture terrifies you the most? And ooh, I put the words out. No, listen, I put the word out to the social media as well as to other people via newsletter and stuff. And Tony, you're gonna like this. You might want to pay attention. I know really hot, and she's gonna
actually.
Be
I was just scanning
plenty of fish.
Facebook.
Your plenty of fish account is just getting blown up left and right. The Banana King. That's his handle name.
Oh my Christ.
He says, this is what his method of torture that terrifies you the most. He says, first, sever the spinal cord, leaving the victim a quadriplegic. Then sever the facial nerves. Then install feeding tube, colostomy, catheter, and respirator. Then blind and deafen the individual. Leave in permanent total sensory deprivation for the rest of their life.
Wasn't that in a movie?
I don't know, but that seems really, really, really like a lot of work to do.
What the?
Right. You got to hire a surgeon.
Upon hours of surgery and like just like the person probably could have figured out a way to like.
Where do you buy a colostomy bag?
Like, yeah, where do you
In my darkest of days, I could not conjure up some sort of a thing like that.
Bacon and Boobs is another guy who chimed in on this one.
That seems a little more, you know, upbeat.
Fan of the show. I think it might have been the Persians, but I forget. Basically, someone is tied to a raft, then fed copious amounts of honey and water, and some of the honey remains on the face. Honey also as a laxative, so you are stranded on a body of water covered in honey and surrounded by your own excrement. This attracts insects which begin to eat you alive. That seems a little...
You're in the water?
I guess you're...
Floating.
How's everything going
to stick
to you?
Tied to a raft and then fed copious amounts of honey and water. So they're just, like, tied to the raft. Let's just assume that the raft's big enough to where, like, you could, like, you know, tie their arms, like, crucifixion style. Leg, leg, arm, arm.
Right, right, right.
The poop's just dropping out again into the, open section of the raft.
Okay.
And then
honey
like,
is a laxative?
Laxative. I did not know that.
All right. I don't know.
I would just turn over and drown.
Just
in poop.
But raft's a pretty big thing, man. Have you ever tried to turn a raft over not drunk?
I'm totally,
with a beer on the
I'm
river?
Totally picturing a blow-up raft here.
Okay.
So, okay, if it's a big wooden raft, I can't. Okay.
So, all right, so the question for the three of us, which method of torture terrifies you the most? For me, it's drawing and quartering. Have you ever seen someone get drawn and quartered?
Oh, my God. You know, when I was a kid, you ever see those Faces of Death movies?
That's
God
where I got
almighty.
It. That's where I got
Wasn't
it
Wasn't that one of the few pieces there of was, footage that was real?
Yeah.
I couldn't watch any crap like that nowadays.
I talked about Faces of Death on the main show a couple of weeks ago, like show episode 112, 113. Literally, like the four horses pulling your body in different directions. That seems so bad. That just seems so bad.
And
or the Iron Maiden. The idea of like
what
this
a
box,
great bad.
But this box with spikes that they just put you in and then close the spikes in on you and it just impales you 1,000 times.
No good.
Do you remember, was it Delta Force? Is that right with Chuck Norris?
Yes. Lee Marvin, Chuck Norris.
Where they had like a rope. Like, not a rope, but you know how you have a slingshot and it's got that rubber piece?
Right.
Well, and they strapped it around his head with a cue ball and let it go and smashed into his teeth.
Ah, that seems pretty painful, man.
Thank God we're...
What about you? What about you over there?
Well,
just doing an extra set of Hindu squats or something?
I don't want to hurt anybody.
just some more Hindu squats? Is that
I just
it?
Want to sit down and have a nice cup of coffee.
You and your team over there doing a bunch of...
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
another
my
Another round
goodness.
Of Hindu squats, he says.
Pedophiles.
Why is that? I didn't do anything.
You did not. Mark, I have a teenager and I am fighting with a simple question. When should parents let their teens make their own decisions? What age is it appropriate to really kind of let go of the reins and let them make their own decisions?
By law, I guess 18.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, by law at 18, but where's the general, like every kid, my point of view on this is very simple. Every kid's different.
Yeah.
You know, some kids, like me, I was one of those kids. I was in by the time the streetlights came on anyway. I was always doing my homework. Parents never had to ask. I was like super responsible. So when it was time for me to get my license or anything like that, it was like, okay, cool. You know, like I didn't even go and get my license the day I turned 16. I waited 6 months. Like I started, the day I started my junior year of high school is the day I went and got my license. I turned 16 in April. That started in September. So, like, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like, like I was never that kid. So it was easy for them to just see me. Luke, my brother, on the other hand, totally different story. And I'm sure you guys were totally different stories. Everybody's kind of like a different thing. I would say somewhere around 16 to 17. You know, I think 16 to 17, they're kind of on that point.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because at 18, it's legal anyway, so they're going to make the move anyway.
Right. If they don't figure it out by then, it's kind of tough shit.
Now, I do have a question for you. I am not big on this. Will it happen? I don't know. We haven't gotten there to that point with my kids yet. But the idea of you're on a family camping trip.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're down on the river doing like a float trip or something like that with the kids. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the one kid's 19 years old, 18 years old. You're sitting there by the campfire. The rest of the kids going to bed. The 18-year-old's just chilling there. And he goes, hey, Dad, mind if I have one of those Bud Selects? Like, where do you, as a parent, where do you stand on that?
As a parent, I kind of side with Texas.
Okay.
In Texas, in the state of Texas, if you could take your 8-year-old into the bar with you and he can drink with you.
That figures.
I mean, that's just that's a real thing.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's a real thing. So, I mean, I think that's entirely up to the parent. However, quick story on exactly that of what's exactly wrong. I was camping, and there was a 13-year-old girl driving her drunk dad around in the car while he was drinking. And I thought, you know,
that's over the line.
That's way over the line. Letting your kid have a beer. You know, different to
it
get
leads
drunk
to
with
two
them.
Or three or four eventually is what happens.
And if they're 18, you know, you're old enough to serve your country.
That's my point. 18 years old, you're by the campfire, it's 11 o'clock
that's totally
at night,
fine.
You're relaxed, you know, and the 18-year-old goes, hey, can I have a beer? He doesn't just take one. Now, if he takes
one.
No,
I'm not
one,
promoting breaking the law.
No, you're not. But if he takes one and doesn't ask, then it's
that's
smack. That's a smack the hand, and no, don't do that.
Right.
You're not. No, you stepped over the privilege bounds.
Right.
At that
point.
If you asked me first, then okay, I make the decision, and if I choose to, then you're good. You're in the clear.
Right. These are my cookies. Don't just take them.
What about you, Tony? Where are you standing?
You know, my first instinct was, nah, because we just don't need to do that. But you know, if I've got a responsible child, and you just say one, you know, not one after another, just one. You want one?
Right.
You want one? We're going to have one. A little salute. Chink. You know, clink the
bottles
together.
What if the kid's 15 years old and is like, Dad, I want to get in the wrestling business. I want to just jump out there in the ring tonight. And the promoter's like, that's cool. Let's go. Your opponent tonight is Tony Kazina.
I'd sock the promoter in the mouth.
Punch him in his face, huh?
Yeah.
Just beat him for whatever he's worth. I would. Good call.
It is a good question, though. I mean,
It depends
really
on the child.
Way.
I think it depends on the kid. You know what I mean? If the kid is good,
if that
and
kid is looking. If he's been huffing, you know, highlighters since he was 12, then I might be a little more cautious.
Yeah. No, if he's a little bit of a, you know, rambunctious, which most of the kids are, I just say, you know what? When it's time, we will. But right now, you know how the rules.
Right.
All right. Fair enough. Let's move on to IO9's March TV Madness and finish out this episode of Overtime. We have broken this bracket down. It's sci-fi television shows going against each other. There were 64 original teams.
Jeez.
We've broken it down all the way to the Sweet 16. So let's basically we go through. I'll tell you the matchup. We'll discuss it. We'll do a three-way vote here. You know, majority rules, obviously, and the individual moves on in the tournament. Okay, can you guys handle that?
I try.
All right. So we are at the Sweet 16 round. And I've already gotten the okay from Justin to go ahead with this with you guys because he was, at first he was a little timid. He's like, oh, but you know, that's kind of what, those are our decisions. And I'm like, yeah, but now we got three people. It's legit. You know what I'm saying? And truthfully, you know, this is where it's going to get a little interesting. But it's always going to be the most interesting right at the end.
Right.
So, next round, Sweet 16. First matchup. You guys ready for this? Have you seen a lot of sci-fi TV, you two?
I don't watch any TV.
So you haven't seen any TV shows?
No, I
not even as a kid growing up, young
well,
man.
Well, you know, I watch Bugs Bunny.
I mean, some of these things are older shows too. So.
Star Trek was very boring to me.
Okay, here we go.
I love Star Trek.
Here we go, Jeremy. You might be more in tune for this one. First round or first matchup? I'm sorry, Alf.
Good.
Hey Willie. The Argmonix versus The Walking Dead. The current television show. Now, Alf, he beat out the $6 million man as
Ooh,
well
I like
as,
that.
Let's see here. Oh, my God. I cannot even. Star Trek. Oh, that's right. First round upset. Old Star Trek. William Shatner got beat out by Alf.
Alf?
Yeah, we picked Alf. And then we had an automatic coin flip that we had to do because we didn't have a third person. So the automatic coin flipped and it picked Alf. Over
wow.
Star Trek. Big time. But,
that
you know,
an upset.
It is an upset. But Alf is now here versus The Walking Dead. I am going to go Walking Dead.
I got to go Walking Dead.
Walking Dead is a much better television show. I mean, don't get me wrong, kitsch, nostalgic value for Alf, but The Walking Dead.
And I don't even like.
Really,
you know,
talented.
I'm not into the zombie thing at all. And some, you know, I was actually on The Walking Dead. It's kind of weird. About a year before I had ever seen it, I was trying to buy some really neat comic books for my kids. It was for Christmas. And The Walking Dead had just happened to come out at that time. And so I got the first run of the first series of like 1 through 12 or so.
Right.
For my oldest son. And then come to find out, it turned into a series and everything. And I was like, whoa, let me get into that.
Now you've been watching it at all?
I got through season 2. I still need to get through. Oh, no, I got through season 3. I still need to start season 4.
All right. Tony, Walking Dead or Alf? Or I think we both said Walking
Dead.
I'm
going Alf.
Okay, fair enough.
You know why? Because like I said, I don't watch TV, but everybody seems to be praising this Walking Dead.
So you just want to be against the grain.
I'll go again. I'm going to throw one in for Alf because I'm sure The Walking Dead is probably going to win it. So let me, you know, let me go for the underdog.
Well, too bad he lost.
God damn it.
Walking Dead moves on.
I hate
everybody. Outer Limits, if you remember the show, is kind of like Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. like independent episodes that were like a half an hour to 45 minutes long that, you know, told a self-inclusive story and then they finished off. Versus Twin Peaks. Now, Justin's a huge Twin Peaks fan.
So is my father.
I have now seen...
And my mother.
The first 8 or 9 episodes of Twin Peaks. Weird show, man. Really
weird. Wait. Just to make sure I got the right show, Twin Peaks is the one out in the middle of Alaska with a
yeah,
doctor?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Wait.
Is this
are you talking about Northern Exposure?
Yeah, I am.
That's totally different story. Twin Peaks was a weird. You know, I was like, wait a second. No,
that's what I was thinking of. Is Northern Exposure? You're right.
No.
Twin Peaks, I don't know anything about.
Now, Outer Limits, I'm a big fan of that.
I like
Outer Limits. Those shows that have those self-inclusive, like moral type stories. You know, kind of like the Twilight Zone. What about you, Tony? Have you seen Outer Limits or Twin Peaks?
No, I haven't. I am completely worthless on this entire subject.
God, this is
killing
me.
Well, I can speak for Outer Limits, and it was a great show. I mean, it was... I don't
think Twin Peaks is great. It's got a niche audience. Like, it's probably an upset for them to move on or for them to lose at this point. I'm going to go Outer Limits. I think Outer Limits is just the better show, personally. But you have to give
Justin his by proxy vote for Twin
Peaks.
At the same point,
and that's fine. I'll give him the proxy votes on Twin Peaks. I'm sure he would have went that way. But, you know, at the same point, I'm looking down the rest of the Sweet 16 and some of the contenders left, and I don't think it was going to make it to the championship anyway. I would have been really impressed if it made it to the championship. So, next one up, old TV series with Robert Englund with the lizard face people underneath and, you know, all that versus Batman, the old TV show. Six bing, pow. Oh. Pow, bang, boom, pow. You know, it's really funny. They redid V just within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It was okay. I saw it. It was okay. We're talking about the original.
Right.
I've seen episodes of Family Guy. They got Adam West as the mayor. Okay. He's still doing the Batman voice. He's still doing it. And sometimes they throw in some Batman quips.
Right.
Okay. They're catchy. They're like Batman still has that kind
of staying power.
A little staying power, you know. Plus, you got Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. You got Cesar Romero as the Joker. And that, like, the old, like, purple suit and green hair Joker. Like, you know, just like really weird and stuff. I'm going to probably go Batman. Where are you at, Tony Kazina? Stop. Where are you at, Tony Kazina?
I'll say Batman. Why not?
You're going to say Batman? Okay, yeah. Good call.
I was never into any of it, but whatever.
Jesus Christ, man. Tony is just like, yeah. Okay, Tony, I'm going to like, okay.
I don't know at what point I became.
Are you
like,
a big pro wrestling fan? Are you like, do you know a lot of the history and like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So for you, maybe to like equate this out, okay? Batman versus V. We're going to make V, okay, for you, just to make this a lot easier.
Right.
We're going to make V Gangrel, okay?
Okay, well.
And Batman is going to be Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Jeez Louise.
So who moves on between Gangrel, better character, better overall, Gangrel or Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Well, it would have been Beefcake.
Beefcake's Batman. Okay, Batman was on. What are you going to say?
I got to go with Batman.
You got to go with Batman. Batman by unanimous decision. Yeah, I think I can do this in a wrestling way to make this worth it for you, sir. I think I can do this.
Or a science way.
Potentially, yes. Kinetic movement versus like the law of gravity.
Right. Yes.
Or maybe because you're into working out and all that, a Klondike bar versus maybe
a protein shake.
Like just stupid stuff. Deep Space Nine, next matchup. Deep Space Nine versus Game of Thrones. This is a tough one right here. We're going to say Game of Thrones for you. Game of Thrones.
I have not even heard of that.
You don't have to. I'm going to set you up. Game of Thrones is Randy Orton.
All right.
Deep Space Nine is probably... Deep Space Nine would probably be Farouk. Ron Simmons. Damn! So Randy Orton versus Ron Simmons. Better overall character. I mean, you got to think of all the things Ron Simmons did, the first black heavyweight champion, all right. That stuff, you know.
Actually, technically, wasn't that Iceman King Parsons?
Probably, but we you know how professional wrestling is. They just write it the way they want to do it. Farouk
versus
Randy Orton. You got Deep Space Nine versus Game of Thrones.
Now, it's not fair because I'm only going based on everything everybody's told
but
me.
But I really like Randy Orton.
But I loved Deep Space Nine.
I'm going Game of Thrones.
I've been dying to watch it, and I need a weekend just to sit down and watch it. But I've heard nothing but accolades about Game of Thrones
it's
and how
fantastic
much I would
show.
Like it. But I haven't actually seen it yet.
So you got to put in a vote for Deep Space Nine.
I do.
So Deep Space Nine, so basically it's down to you. It's either Randy Orton or Farouk here.
See, I could go and dissect this in a wrestling manner about potential versus all that. But at the end of the day, I would choose Ron Simmons.
You would choose Ron Simmons. Farouk.
I would.
Deep Space Nine moves on. Beats Game of Thrones, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
I could explain why.
And have I been able to actually watch... The Game of Thrones, I would change.
Had I
my
seen
opinion.
A match between Farouk and Ron Simmons, that guy, I totally would have been. All right, next one. Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who, I don't know if you've seen that, versus the old Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno. The old TV show we grew up on.
Right.
There's a lot of Doctor Who fans out there. I've seen an episode called Blink that was a fantastic episode. I would have put it up against some of the best episodes of my favorite TV shows because it was really well done. Doctor Who versus the Incredible Hulk. On nostalgic value only, I've got to go Incredible Hulk. I mean, here is a comic book character, well done, very popular show. Just, there was a lot built into that show. Doctor Who's a good show too. Multiple doctors, a lot of deep storylines, probably more deep storylines than the Incredible Hulk ever had. The Incredible Hulk was like the comic version of Quantum Leap. So
I got to go Incredible Hulk.
I'm going Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, because you know what? Lou Ferrigno was so jacked, he looked like a freak. And he's like, what, 6'4", 6'5"?
That's right.
I never saw this Doctor Who thing anyway. But as a kid, looking at Lou Ferrigno, he looked like, you know, something right out of a laboratory.
He sure did. All right. Next awesome. One. Next one. Stargate, the TV show.
Oh, right? Great movie.
And you could maybe do a little basing off that if you wanted to. Versus The Greatest American Hero.
Oh, from man.
Believe it or not.
Oh, that loses. Because that song was the worst ever.
So, Stargate versus The Greatest American Hero.
He couldn't land. There was something special about the way he couldn't
I changed
land.
The channel because that song was so stupid. I just changed. I mean,
you make a good point.
Just, God almighty.
But it was catchy.
But it was catchy, and it was a hit song.
And
it was terrible. You know what?
Scarborough.
It was no Welcome Back Cotter theme.
All right, fair enough.
Right now.
Fair
you know what
enough.
I'm talking about?
Stargate versus Greatest American Hero. And on Stargate, you know, if it weren't for Kurt Russell being awesome in Stargate, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have a TV show.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I did like American Hero.
Watched Stargate, the TV show.
No. The movie's great.
I got to go Greatest American Hero. You're going Stargate?
Wait.
So
no, I can't do that. Greatest Hero.
You're going to Greatest Hero.
I got to go with a, yeah, no.
You're going with Stargate or Greatest American Hero?
No.
Which one?
I'm going Stargate.
You're going
Stargate.
Because
I can't take that. Okay. You got to have some good theme music. What about Good Times or the Jeffersons? we're moving on up, moving. Come on. You got to hook me.
Are you going to start singing like Negro spirituals here in a minute?
Damn right I will.
Good Lord. All right. Twilight Zone, the original series.
Okay.
The old black and white versus Quantum Leap.
I love Quantum Leap.
I really liked Quantum Leap a lot, but I got to go Twilight Zone. TZ.
Twilight Zone. I don't know either of them.
You never seen Twilight Zone? Oh, my God.
I played the pinball machine, though. It's a good pinball machine.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic show. Every episode is autonomous.
Beautiful. All right. Last one of this round and the end of the Overkill show.
Mark Bland Overkill. Is disgusted with my lack okay. of...
Overtime. Overtime. We don't call it Overkill, but I do like the Overkill name. Babylon 5, a show I've never watched in my entire life, versus what I'm picking, which potentially could end up being the champion. I'm not basing it on this. I'm just saying, like, I've been really in this one's corner for the majority of this, and I've got to go this way again. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Big Star Trek fan, hands down.
Worf, Data, Captain Picard.
Wonder what he's doing.
Captain Picard.
You know, you ever see the Tourette's guy?
Oh, my goodness. I forgot all about Tourette's guy.
How could you?
You know what? You know, I might bring some of that up before we get out of here on overtime. Okay, I'm going to Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, same.
Same for you? Same for you?
Yeah, because of the Tourette's guy link. Remember they're bench pressing in the basement?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, moving on into the Great Eight, the Final Eight, before we get to the Final Four and the championship. Walking Dead versus The Outer Limits. We have Batman versus Deep Space Nine. Incredible Hulk versus Stargate. And Twilight Zone versus Star Trek The Next Generation. That's going to be a tough one. That could be a championship right there, potentially. But that's where we are at on that. You brought up the Tourette's guy. And I don't know how many of you out there have ever seen Tourette's Guy.
See, I don't watch TV shows, but you give me, you know, the Phil Henry Show or Jerky Boys or Tourette's Guy or this gallon smashing thing. I'm on the floor for like hours.
Yeah, this is.
I don't know why.
This is the Tourette's Guy.
I am.
Yes, I bought your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a piece of shit. This is bullshit.
Now, here's what's really funny. It's obviously staged, you know.
I don't want to believe it. It's just
No. First off, Tourette's guy passed away a few years ago.
No, because he came out with more stuff.
No. Tourette's guy, that guy physically passed away a few years ago.
Don't break my heart.
He really does. He really does have Tourette's.
Yeah.
And these are legitimate, like, things he is saying because he believes these things are going through his head. So take a listen. They put him on hold.
I hope this is a Puff Daddy version of the song. Not that Sting piece of shit! Fuck! Damn it! Holy shit! bought your Colgate toothpaste. The one with tartar control. And
the one with tartar control. Come on now.
Shit. I'm pissed. Fucking hung up my ass.
I want two cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them.
Now he's in the drive-thru.
Don't load up a bunch of bullshit.
I want a biggie fries and give me some shit to drink.
This guy is classic, man. Sleeps next to a huge M&M.
I think they put it there as a gag.
What the fuck? Damn it! Holy shit! Piss! You ass.
Now he's rubbing it.
Oh, shit! Fuck you! You piece of shit!
You tell him.
You have balls! Ass! Let me tell you how to park my balls! But it's small, they don't give a shit!
His balls are small and they don't give a shit. At all. 51 minutes later. Oh. Fell off of the bed.
Ass.
The other day they had a 12-hour marathon of Scooby-Doo and Friends on the Cartoon Network. I watched all 12 hours. When it was finished, I said, shit!
Are you shitting me? Ah! Asshole!
Sorry.
You can't do shit on your balls! Piss!
Oh, the lottery.
Oh, fuck!
He's losing the lottery.
Damn it! Holy shit!
He's just...
He'll get this one. Watch.
Ass! 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 Ass!
This has got to be it.
Piss! Holy shit! Damn it! Fuck the lottery! Shit! I don't want to switch phone companies. You can stick us 5 cents Sundays on your fucking ass!
Absolutely under no obligation. Just take this form, fill it out at your leisure, and mail it in.
Now he's beating his head against the wall.
Why don't you make like a banana and shit?
Yeah, he's cussing.
Shit! Ass! Damn it! Piss out, Dwayne! And shit out the window are two different things!
Whoa, shit! That was shit!
I'll throw a shoe at your faggot ass!
He used to be a chef.
Oh, you gotta love the Tourette's guy, ladies and gentlemen. It's, well, it's closing time here on the show. And I want to first off thank Jeremy, Jeremy Bailey over there. He's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And thank you so much for coming on the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry that you weren't able to listen to Tourette's Guy the way you wanted to.
That's right. I got the gist.
You got the gist of it, right? So you understand exactly what it sounded like, right?
Piss!
Shit!
Balls!
Oh, my goodness. There were so many balls. Tony Kazina, the yes. other friend of the show who's chilling with us here.
The instigator for Tourette's Guy and all sorts of chaos.
Yeah.
Well, get used to it, pal.
Hey, I want you to come on more often so we can talk about Tourette's Guy.
Hey, you tell me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on Overtime. My name is Mark Bland. This is The Q. TheQNow.com. That's the website you need to go to and check out. At the bottom of the website, a little link down there for Amazon.com, a new affiliate with the show. Go click that bad boy. Takes you to their website. Buy whatever you want. You want to get episodes of Deep Space Nine, The Incredible Hulk, all those favorite TV shows we were just talking about on the March TV Madness. Grab them there. Every time you buy something, throws a little money in our pocket. The prices are the exact same as if you went to Amazon.com. Just helps out the show and puts a little wind in our sails. Thank you so much to all of you for listening. We will see you guys next time on The Q. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.